Very evocative. Very moody. Moody and evocative, both. That's the same word, isn't it? Pretty much the same thought, moody and evocative. Do you see any difference between moody and evocative?
No.
Okay, see. That's why I'm not a seasoned radio professional, when you come right down to it. Wouldn't the world be better if everyone was more like Jim? Yes, but no one would ever pick up a check. I got it. So you gain some, you lose some. Great guy, though. He actually started to. Jim always would tip 12%. That was one thing that bothered about him. And we boosted him all the way up to 20%. It was against. It took year by year. We had him up to 15, and then we had him up to 17. Or you know, right? Am I right? Yeah. Eventually, we got him up to 20%. You know, and then this other thing he would do is he would come with the 2-for-1 coupons when he was alone, thinking that he could get his meal half price. And I said, Jim, this is a 2-for-1 coupon. It means you have two people. Yeah, never mind. Other than that, he was a great guy. Becky Silva, is that right? Silva? Madison? If you were stuck on a deserted island, who of the following would be your companion of choice? Lady Gaga, Justin Bieber, Rebecca Black, or Snooki from Jersey Shore? I'd drowned. I would swim out. I would swim out until I drowned. And frankly, with my swimming, it wouldn't take that long. Thank you for like the worst possible choices. Where is Becky? Yeah. Do you like any of these people? Yeah, Lady Gaga, but still, I'd have to drown. I see what you mean. She'd be most, you know, interesting. Justin Bieber, I would have to kill him, and then I'd drag him out with me when I was drowning. We have to go right to the What Do You Know quiz because we're running a little short on time, and I gotta know, who thinks this could be a life changer for them to play the What Do You Know quiz at this time? Let's see the hand there of the person who wants their life changed, and I've never seen more lack of enthusiasm since I taught high school. This is why I quit teaching high school. I want you to know that. All right, now you seem to have your hand up first, and I have no other way of judging at this point, because most people don't have their hands up at all. Yes, you can stand up if you would. You're casual. I like that.
Yes, I am.
How are you?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
Fine, thank you. You are?
Matt Madsen.
Matt Madsen?
Yes.
Are you from here, Matt Madsen?
I'm from Denver, Colorado.
You are?
Yeah.
We always applaud towns, and you didn't know that, yeah. You name it, we applaud it.
All right, sweet.
What do you do in Denver?
How much time do we have?
Sure.
I'm a youth educator, teach kids how to ride bikes, and I'm going to grad school.
Cool. In bikes? Grad school in bikes?
Public health.
Same thing.
Teach about pawpaws and ding-dongs.
Pawpaws. Matt Madsen, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because I'm about to sit in a car for 18 hours by myself, so I need to talk to somebody.
Okay, talk to me, Matt. I'll talk to you. Come on this way. Good. Come on, Matt Madsen. You're going to be in a car for 18 hours. Yep. Have a seat there if you would.
I did. Long night.
Did you need to hydrate?
Yeah.
Long night.
Little dehydrated.
In what regard was that?
Didn't go to bed till.
What?
Late.
What? Who?
Where?
What? Where?
When?
She did?
Yeah.
She said that to you?
Yeah, I can't believe it, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I had to actually call my parents right away and tell
them. That is so unfair.
Yeah.
So you do educator, and then, so what? How does that work? And what do you teach?
So it's through Safe Routes to School, which is programs we go into the school districts all over Colorado and teach kids safe biking and walking, and then we set up bike rodeo courses and teach kids how to ride bikes.
Do you teach them how to slide through a stop sign?
Yeah. We
best
say
ways
cars
of sliding
don't,
through
we're
a
like,
stop
cars sign. Don't stop, you might as well not stop either.
At least slow down, you know?
Yeah.
That's the one thing that bugs me. This is a town filled with bike riders, you know? Why does everyone, now there is a guy coming to the show today. All right, this was an older guy, and he had produce from the farmer's market on his bike. There are cars coming, and he doesn't even stop, goes right through the stop sign, and you know, a
but
mistake.
If you don't get home fast, it'll spoil.
I know, but I mean, you know,
and
there should be a cutoff in age at least, you know, when you hit 60,
then you, can do
you should not
you
be allowed to slide through a
oh, I thought you were going to go the other way.
No.
Once you turn 60, you can do whatever you want.
You're right.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
He's all right. It's everybody else that bugs me. That and the latex outfits.
Oh, the
whatever they are. Lycra.
The spandex.
Spandex.
Yeah. Oh, that's the full uniform?
What is with that?
Well, I will say the shorts
are
good when you go on a long bike ride.
But doesn't that constrict your papa or
your ding dong or whatever?
Or your whatever.
Whatever you got. It holds it in there.
Your tomatillo. Your tomatillo is probably good.
There's padding on the rump.
What?
And so you can sit longer.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they wear them because they look like they're in the French whatever, you know.
It's as close to a Speedo as you get in the U.S. pretty much.
I know. I expect to see Russian immigrants dressed like that, not American citizens.
Russian guy,
a Russian guy at the beach. I want to look like a Russian guy at the beach. That's what I want to do.
You should go to Denver on the weekend.
I know. I've been out there. I don't know what you mean. They're very advanced out there, though.
Yeah, in some ways.
Yes. Mitt, you know how this... Matt.
Yeah. Did you just call me
Mitt? I was calling you Mitt. I'm sorry. Because I couldn't read my own writing. I wrote Matt down, and I came out
Mitt.
Called me Mitt. I'm sorry. Don't worry about it. It won't happen again. His name is Willard anyway. Why does he even use that? So, Matt, you know how this works? Someone out there plays along with you?
Yes.
And so forth and so forth. In 18 hours, you're driving back to Denver?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was in Boulder one summer.
Okay.
Made that. That's a long...
Did you recruit friends or did you go by yourself?
I went by myself one
time.
Yeah,
it's usually middle of Nebraska where you kind of start.
You hallucinate.
Going, yeah, because there's nothing.
Coming back, I hallucinated right around when you got to go around Chicago. You know, I was hallucinating.
What'd you see?
I can't... Well, I saw my ex-wife, actually.
What?
But that's a different story. More time. We had more time. We're going on. I need a question here, don't I?
Yes, you do.
Just to qualify. And how do they do that again?
They pick up the phone and call 1-800-942-5669 and answer this question.
Okay. Number of microbes that call you home is what we want to know here. It's in the trillions. We want to know how many trillions of microbes call you home. That's called the microbiome in the human body. So everyone is guaranteed at least this number of microbes. In the trillions, within how many trillions, should we say?
10.
Within 10 trillions. Let's go to the phone right now, and here's John in San Francisco. Hey, John.
Hey, good afternoon.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
How many microbes are in your body, even as we speak, John? In trillions.
In trillions. Which is thousands of millions, correct?
I don't know. I just know trillions. I know it by trillions.
Trillions or thousands of billions. Or millions of millions. Sorry.
It's trillions.
How about 100 trillion?
That's exactly right, John. Oh, I'm so happy. Because this could go on forever otherwise. Without your insight. Are you in this field or anything? Are you in bacteria or anything?
Well, no. I design science exhibits.
There you go. So that's probably one of those exhibits that someone has done. All the bacteria in a human body.
Yeah, it's sometimes I try to get kids to understand big numbers. So
that's
why I like to say 1,000,000,000 instead of 1,000,000,000.
Okay. On your time, you can do that, John. John, this is Matt.
Hey, John, how's it going?
Hey, Mitt. I'm Matt.
Start of the trend here. I'm sorry. He's so unlike Mitt Romney. Totally the opposite. Matt and John, you guys work together. You are a brain trust. And what categories do we have, Michelle?
People, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, current events, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, John, you take the first one. What would you like?
Things you should have learned in school.
Okay,
had good
choice. Paying attention. Spell chamois. Simple.
Chamois,
like in chamois, wow. Chamois.
Chamie.
Try it, Mitt. Matt.
I can't even spell my name. That sounds fantastic. No, maybe Shami.
You're good, man. Like Shamu, only with an I? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You guys are never going to get this to the million years. It's chamois. It's the French. Chamois.
Chamois.
Yeah, but you didn't say that. So that would be...
Oh, boy.
I didn't know
one
it was French.
One wrong and okay. No right.
You didn't know it was French?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's fun.
You've learned something.
I did.
You can deduct this trip. No. It was educational.
I can write it off.
People, places...
Can we get a do-over? Because that was a bad pronunciation.
Yeah.
No, I...
Who says chamois? A chamois, right? A chamois.
Chamois.
Give me a chamois. Hand me the chamois. Where's the chamois?
I don't know. How do they say it in France?
Yeah. Put a little elbow grease with that chamois. Stuff like that.
Chamois.
Yeah.
People, places, current events, science, or odds and ends.
In France, they don't say chamois. Go ahead, man.
Let's go places.
Let's go places. All right. red light cameras in New Jersey have been turned off due to one of the following. They turned off the red light going through it cameras in New Jersey because of one of the following is invasion of privacy, difficulties in changing the film, or the yellow light timing was too quick and it was illegal.
New Jersey. I bet the yellow light timing was too quick.
John?
I don't know. It seems like... I used to live in New Jersey briefly, and getting the film changed might be a big...
They don't have the technology, you're saying? They didn't.
Well, you know.
Or he could be right. That's the other possibility.
Yeah, the yellow light sounded good.
I think yellow light is the way to go.
All right. It wasn't long enough. It's got to be 3.5 seconds at the average intersection. And
one right, one wrong.
Okay, so they were just using people. And what's left there?
People, current events, science, or odds and ends?
John?
Got to do science.
Science, it is. A grave of the largest marsupials ever has been found in Australia. Were they giant koalas? This is like a fossil. Were they giant koalas, giant wombats, or the gigantaroo? largest marsupials ever on Earth.
Pretty sure that was gigantaroo.
Yeah.
Or giant koalas or giant wombats.
I still like gigantaroos, but I know it's not right.
I
feel like those are a big pair of Roo's shoes.
Can you imagine a really Velcro huge ones? Koala? How frightening that would be.
That giant
a
koala
giant
is probably what they
huge
found.
Huge teddy bear.
Yeah, koalas. I think I saw an animation about this.
I saw them at the zoo.
And it was what, a koala?
Koala.
It wasn't a wombat or... Some other marsupial, very large, used to be.
A wombat is a marsupial?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea on this one.
Well, they don't have them around here.
No.
Like the badgers, we don't have wombats.
Let's go with wombat.
We have badgers, don't have what?
Yeah, that sounds good. Let's go with it.
Yes, a giant wombat. Good thinking. Giant, big wombat, big enough a grown man could lie in a pouch lengthwise.
Two right and one wrong.
They tell me. I haven't done this. Yes.
We still have left people, current events, or odds and ends.
Man. Let's do people.
Let's do people. You're right. Percentage of Americans who have tried to lose weight 3 to an infinite number of times. Is it 51%, 38%, or 27%, according to the Gallup poll?
Probably 51%.
Or 38 or 27%. Did you hear them all?
Wait, 38?
38%?
Yeah,
you heard that?
Yeah, maybe 38.
38%?
Yeah, let's go 38.
What an insight. Yes, 38% of Americans tried to lose weight 3 times. To infinity. Michelle, what do they want?
Matt Madsen, you'll make some toddler happy and secure with a pair of little Freudian slippers. Plush and comfy
Sweet.
With anti-slip soles and Freud's tongue to wiggle your toes. From the Unemployed Philosophers Guild. John, even if you don't have a coin collection now, you can start one with the exclusive Jubilee Anniversary Quarter designed by Nora Feldman, incorporating iconic elements of timeless comedy, wise sayings, and rare bird life. And both of you can celebrate the seasonal travels of the famous Oscar Mayer Wienermobile with a whimsical Wienermobile print from MarciaSparks.com. And stay entertained till the cows come home playing What Do You Know? The Party Game, including the perennially popular Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at NotMuch.com.
I have some.
Thanks, Matt.
Colorado with your bobblehead. It's going to be right on the
Put it on the dashboard. Thanks, Matt. Thanks for playing. John, hang out. We'll make sure you get that. Thanks.